Step Up Prevention was the name of the event, where children and families, state and city officials, and advocates came together to acknowledge issues of abuse and neglect. The event, hosted by the Children's Trust Fund, lined children's shoes on the steps of Pittsfield City Hall. Children's Trust Fund CEO Alicia Lanahan remarked that Pittsfield is the final stop in the yearly event.
April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and the Trust Fund hosts events like this across the state. We have children's shoes. We started at the State House at the end of March. We were in Worcester and Springfield, and this is our final event. The shoes represent the number of substantiated reports of abuse and neglect for that region for a period of time, and in this instance it was 84 shoes, Berkshire County, for a 1 month period. Our goal is to raise awareness so that people visualize kids standing in those shoes.
The shoes, which were purchased by the Boston Bruins, were distributed to families participating in Children's Trust Fund programs. The weekly average 622 reported cases of child abuse in Massachusetts marks a decline from previous years, which were approximately 700 reported cases. The first display at the State House in Boston acknowledged the number with 622 pairs. In Springfield, 121 pairs were displayed, recognizing 1 week of reported abuse in Hampton County. 107 pairs were placed at Worcester City Hall to recognize 1 month in Worcester County. 3rd Berkshire District Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier, who has worked in coordinating the event in Pittsfield in the past, remarked on the fact that there were five less pairs of shoes on Pittsfield steps this year than last year.
Of course, numbers 1 year to the next don't tell a story. You really have to look at numbers over time. But if we can put programs of support behind families, I really do believe child abuse will go down, and this is what we're trying to do. So there were years when it was, one of the reasons it was going up is because we really wanted people to report and not hide this. So of course we don't want the numbers to go down for that, but let's put the programs in place to support these families.
Mayor Dan Bianchi officially declared April as Child Abuse Prevention Month in the city of Pittsfield.
As a community, Pittsfield understands the issue of child abuse and the importance of having community organizations work together to help eliminate child abuse. We understand the great hope and promise that every child comes into this world with, and we want as a community to make sure that that they meet their potential. And it takes a community to help do that.
1st Berkshire District Representative Gail Caridi of North Adams also attended the event. In a statewide report, Pittsfield and North Adams were both listed as areas of high incidence of child abuse and neglect.
We stand here today with children as legislators together going to Boston to help make sure that we have preventive funds going to the efforts, the wonderful, wonderful efforts of these organizations and state government here in the Berkshires, because this is the level where we really need to work on and make sure that we don't see these shoes out here on the steps of the City Hall again.
Representatives from area groups, Child Care of the Berkshires, Berkshire Children and Families, and the Northern Berkshire Community Coalition also attended, as with members of the Berkshire delegation, city officials, and Brittany Lutz, a 16-year-old mother who spoke about the help Healthy Families Berkshire County Home Visiting Program provides. Reporting from Pittsfield, I'm Lucas Willard.